Welcome. Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show. Let's play You Be the Judge. So let's begin. Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show. This is how we play You Be the Judge. Very simple. I'm going to give you a fact pattern of a case. It's an actual case. And you're going to tell me, if you were the judge, how you would decide it. I want to hear your reason, your gut feeling about it. Today, I thought we would begin with a case right out of the headlines. This is a case out of 1966 in California that went all the way up to the California Appeals Court. And here's what happened. The petitioner had a diagnosis. Let's give him a name. The petitioner, Mr. Smith, was diagnosed with pulmonary tuberculosis, minimally active. Okay? And on July 1st, 1964, he was served with a quarantine order of isolation, confining him to a hospital. He deserted the hospital on August 1st. He stayed a month and was subsequently arrested, tried, and convicted of violating the section of the Health and Safety Code of California. What did the judge do? The judge sentenced him to 180 days in jail, the municipal judge. But what the judge did is, instead of telling him to go to jail, suspended the sentence and placed the petitioner, Mr. Smith, on probation for 3 years on condition he served the first 179 days in a hospital, the hospital jail. Prior to serving the jail sentence, Mr. Smith was served with an order of isolation because of his tubercular condition, and he was returned to the Mira Loma Hospital in the security side of the hospital. In other words, he was serving out his 179-day jail sentence in a hospital under guard. Thereafter, except for one interlude not pertinent to the case, a public health officer of the county served Smith with successive orders of isolation at the hospital for 6 months each at a time. No trial, no judge. He just kept being told, you got to stay in that hospital under isolation. The orders were dated January and June and December of 1965 and March of 1966, where in May of 1966, having served by being in a hospital for over 2 years, he sought a writ of habeas corpus. Now, what is a writ of habeas corpus? Habeas corpus. Corpus is the body. Habeas corpus, produce the body. A writ of habeas corpus means I need to be able to get in front of a judge. That's essentially what it means. It means if a writ of habeas corpus is served, it means produce the body. The person should be entitled to get in front of a judge. Something has happened in our world of civil rights or justice in which somebody is saying there is an urgency for a judge to hear the matter, and the person has to be produced, not just on the papers. And here's what happened. At the conclusion of the hearing in that court on the application for the writ of habeas corpus, it was denied. In other words, Mr. Smith said, I've been in the hospital for 2 years under public health warrants and orders that I needed to be isolated and quarantined for my minimally active tuberculosis. Because you've said and you've signed a paper that says that I'm a threat to the community and can't come out. I want to get in front of a judge. I want a hearing. That writ was denied. The denial of the writ was appealed. And here's what Mr. Smith said. Mr. Smith said, you can't keep me here 6 months at a time for 2 years without judicially determining that I need to be here. You have deprived me of my liberty. And therefore, the section of the public health law that allows you to keep me quarantined is unconstitutional. It deprives me of liberty without due process of law. Where's my due process of law? I'm not in front of a judge. The only evidence is the evidence the public health officer decides to look at for himself. I admit I still have tuberculosis as a matter of fact. Remember, it's in the 1960s. There's no cure for tuberculosis. I have tuberculosis, but you can't keep me in this sanitarium, this hospital, under wraps, under handcuffs, whatever it is, under lock and key, indefinitely. That's not fair. You have to let me get in front of a judge and prove my case. Maybe there's something else I can argue to a judge about self-imposed isolation. This isn't fair. You be the judge. So the lower court said, we don't care whether it's fair or not. The public health authority has the right to do it. You're not entitled to get in front of a judge. Too bad for you. He appealed it. So here's my question for you. You be the judge. What are you going to do about this? You've got somebody with minimal but definitely real tuberculosis. And the public health officer, under the law, has continued to make him stay there under lock and key. Why? Because originally he ran away. He had an order of quarantine in the community. He served a month in a hospital. He said, I'm out of here. I'm done. I want my life back. They hauled him into jail. And they said, we're giving you a pretty long sentence, and you're going to serve it in a local hospital. So he's in this tuberculosis sanitarium, Mira Loma Hospital, and he's there. 6 months at a time, signs in. 6 months at a time, the public health officer keeps signing him in, over 2 years. And finally, after 2 years, he says, what are you doing to me? I'm an American. My due process rights, where are they? I don't even get to get in front of a judge. You kidding me? Where's my writ of habeas corpus? I want to at least argue the matter to a judge. I've got an unelected, an appointed bureaucrat deciding my fate. Where are my rights? Now, I brought up this case. This is a real case, California case, went all the way up. Because we are in the middle of the throes of this coronavirus right now. And I ask you, query, whether at some point we're going to be having some people that are voluntarily quarantined walking out. And then they may be accosted the same way by a local judge who says, you can't do that. You present a health risk to the rest of us. If you don't go to jail, or let me put it this way, I'm sentencing you to jail, but the jail you're going to be in is a lockup unit like where Harvey Weinstein is in Bellevue. Remember? Right, Harvey Weinstein? Right? He's not feeling well. He's in a lockup unit at Bellevue Hospital, pending wherever he's going to be going to next after having a jury verdict against him. So this is a real thing. So now I'm giving you a chance. Okay, here we come. And I promise you, you're going to get a pair of tickets to win something. I just have to figure out what that something is. It's going to be a wonderful show at the Weird Trio Playhouse, that's for sure. That's for sure. So the question is, you're the judge, and you tell me. Are you going to continue to allow the public health authorities to continue to keep him in this hospitalization setting? No issue of fact here. He admits he has tuberculosis. Or are you going to allow him to try and argue in front of a judge that he should be released or somehow the terms of his condition should change? We'll go to John from Southington. Hi, John. Welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fine today. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Excellent.
What do you make of all this coronavirus stuff before we go to all of that?
I'm watching a 401k. It's not fun.
It's not fun. Don't watch. Don't watch. Close your eyes. Come back to it another time. It'll be
I know. That's what my wife says. Just hang in there.
Hang in there. Exactly. Hang in there.
We've been through this before. I've been around a long time, too, and we've seen the ups and downs. So.
You bet. So, John, if you're by the way, the tickets are to the Jersey Tenors show on April 3rd. That's a great show.
Awesome. Yes.
That's a great show. That's a wonderful show. Put that on your calendar. We want to make sure you get tickets. 203-333-9422 is our number. So, John, you be the judge. What do you think?
Well, it's unfortunate that this fella did have the tuberculosis, but he does, I think, as an American, has a right to a jury or a judge to let that person or let him spill what is going on with him and let that judge or persons make that decision. It might be the same decision, but I think it's worth it is his right to be in front of a judge to find out what is going on. Imagine being locked up for 2 years in a hospital. I can't even fathom that. I mean, jail is bad enough, but oh my goodness.
Well, yeah. And you know what's interesting is this was from a different period of time and place, John, where people routinely had to go to these sanitariums for tuberculosis. We had no treatment for these people. That was the treatment.
Oh, my goodness.
They would just...
Wow.
And they used to call it consumption. Remember, like, what's the famous opera? La Boheme. And La Boheme, Mimi, is dying of consumption. That was the old-fashioned term for tuberculosis.
Oh, my goodness.
So they used to be in these garrets, remember? And they used to just, they would die. I mean, tuberculosis is a very serious, it's still very serious worldwide. But okay, John, so thank you very much. So you think that if you were the judge, you would at least allow him the writ of habeas corpus. You would allow him to argue the matter.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. I thank you. I'd like to have another couple people weigh in on this. You be the judge. And again, the issue is whether or not in a quarantine situation can a public health official continually, frankly, indefinitely, continue to order quarantine without the person being able to be in front of a judge. Now, this is talking about a public health law in California. And it has to do with whether or not the law, which was clear, was unconstitutional on the ground that it deprived this person of their civil liberties. Because the law allowed the public health officer to do just this, to keep indefinitely on the ground of the evidence of the person continuing to have tuberculosis, keep making him sign in to a hospital, to a lockup facility indefinitely. So we're going to be right back. We're going to go to Dawn. Dawn from Norwalk. Okay. So Dawn from Norwalk, the facts are, if you're joining us now, the facts are that a person has been kept in a hospital in California for over 2 years with tuberculosis due to every 6 months a public health official signing that person back in a lockup part of the hospital. The evidence is undisputed. The person still has tuberculosis. The law allows the public health official to keep doing this indefinitely. And this person challenges the law on the ground that it's unconstitutional, that he should be able to, at a minimum, have a writ of habeas corpus, get in front of a judge and argue the case. What do you think, Dawn?
So is the question, should he be able to go before the judge, or is the question, should he be able to go before a judge? I think, yeah, everybody should have their day in court. Should he be quarantined? I kind of think if he definitely tests positive, and if there's no other way to safeguard it, I mean, I don't know. It's a tough one.
Of course it is. That's why you have to be the judge. What do you think? The judges don't get the easy ones. The easy ones are not tried. The easy ones never get in front of a judge. Judges have to decide hard decisions.
So did they rule out house arrest? Or home confinement, whatever.
Well, what happened was he originally went wherever it was he went, and then he walked out after a month. So he wasn't trusted.
Then you don't get to do that.
Well,
yeah, so if you're not trusted, then
he was
maybe,
not trusted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this was a question.
Yeah,
he just so you know, he was arguing the constitutionality of the statute. He was arguing that the law deprived him of due process of law as a matter of constitutionality, that a public health bureaucrat should not be able to indefinitely keep somebody in a hospital for years and years without at some point that person being able to get in front of a judge. That's the issue.
I think if you have proven yourself to not be trusted, to not infect the rest of the population, then I don't know that you should be kept in a prison, but you've got to be contained in some way. So, yes, I think they should be able to contain you in some way.
Okay, Dawn. So you would side with the public health official. You think the law is not unconstitutional. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling in today. It's such a pleasure to hear your voice. We'll go to one more. Sue from Stratford. Hi, Sue. Welcome to the show today. Sue.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
First time I've called, but I listen to you almost every day.
So what do you think, Sue? What do you think?
I think he definitely should have had the right to be before a judge. I think it's only fair.
You think it's only fair?
And absolutely.
Yeah. And so you think he was denied his due process, huh?
I do think so. I do think so.
All right. When we come right back, stay tuned. I'll let you know what the court said in California on the case of the quarantine. We'll be right back. Welcome back. So let me give you the recap on You Be the Judge this week as we deal with a quarantine case, because it is in the news. And the issue in California from the 1960s was a case in which a person with tuberculosis admittedly was forced to go into a hospital for tuberculosis for a month or more. But after that month, walked out prematurely and was then promptly arrested by the local municipality, brought in front of a judge. And the judge said that the public health law controlled. And under the public health law, he had a right to put that person in jail for 180 days. And he said, I will suspend your sentence, but 179 of those days. I gave you a sentence of X amount of years, but I will contract it to 179 days in jail, provided that right now we walk you out of this jail to a jail in a hospital. And in that hospital, in a Mira Loma hospital in California, the person was confined against his will for successive six-month periods of time, to the point of over 2 years had elapsed, when this person decided, you know what, I need to get in front of a judge. I want to bring what we call a writ of habeas corpus, which is a common law right that predates our Constitution, that is a fundamental right of due process, which is to say that if the state is holding you in a way that is against your right of liberty, that you have a right to come before a judge and argue as to why you should not be detained. And so this writ of habeas corpus is something that is so ingrained in our law as being essential to our thinking about liberty. And so this individual said, you've held me now for over 2 years. Every 6 months, I admit I still have tuberculosis, but how much longer can this go on? I know that the law gives the public health authorities the right to hold me, but I think the law is unconstitutional because I think that under the due process clause of the U.S. Constitution itself, that I should have a right to get in front of a judge and make my argument. And maybe you'll end up sending me back to jail, which is to say back to this hospital. But at least I have the right to get in front of a judge. And this case made its way up to the Supreme Court in California. So here's what happened. And we had three people participate in today's You Be the Judge. I thank all of you. One person found that the law was constitutional, and two people found that the law was not constitutional. And let me tell you what the judge decided. The judge in California in this case decided that the law was constitutional. The judge decided, looking at the health law, that the duty of the state to protect the public from the danger of tuberculosis is prescribed by the Supreme Court as a well-recognized principle, that one of the first duties of a state is to take all necessary steps for the promotion and protection of the health and comfort of its inhabitants. The preservation of the public health is universally conceded to be one of the duties devolving upon the state as a sovereignty. And whatever reasonably tends to preserve the public health is a subject upon which the legislature, within its police power, may take action. That tuberculosis is a dangerous and infectious disease which attacks both human beings and domestic animals. That it is prevalent throughout the state among both human beings and domestic animals. That it is communicated to human beings, especially to children, by milk and other food products from infected animals, stand undisputed. In other words, health regulations enacted by the state under its police power and providing even drastic measures for the elimination of disease, whether in human beings, crops, or cattle, in a general way, are not affected by constitutional provisions, either of the state or national government. This cited another case. And they further went on to say, the determination by the legislative body that a particular regulation is necessary for the protection or preservation of health is conclusive on the courts, except only to the limitation it must be reasonable and not an abuse of discretion. And turning to the facts of this case, they found this. Petitioner does not dispute the finding of the health officer that he was, when subjected to quarantine regulations, and is now afflicted and suffering from pulmonary tuberculosis, which is declared by Section 3285 to be an infectious and communicable disease and dangerous to the public health. The petition filed here does not allege that he is free of the disease. Persons who were confined in county hospitals or jails pursuant to quarantine orders issued by health officers under those statutes have been denied release on habeas corpus where the evidence showed reasonable cause to believe the person was infected. Prior to serving the jail sentence, the petitioner was served with an order of isolation because of his tubercular condition and returned to the Mira Loma Hospital security side. Petitioner says that the right of the health officer to issue consecutive certificates without means of questioning and judicially determining can continually deprive him of his liberty. But according to this court, a person according to this court and citing other cases, the fact that the state has the duty to protect the public from the danger of tuberculosis meant that according to the law, despite the fact that a person quarantined without reasonable grounds is entitled to relief by habeas corpus, this court found that Section 3285 did not contain a limitation or prohibition respecting the period of quarantine. In other words, did not say that the person could only quarantine someone for a certain amount of months. The law reasonably assumes that consecutive orders for quarantine may issue so long as any person continues to be infected with tuberculosis and on reasonable grounds is believed by the health officer to be dangerous to the public. There is nothing in this record to indicate that the health officer issued these without probable cause or that petitioner didn't have an infectious and communicable disease. So despite the fact that in general, a person quarantined without reasonable grounds is entitled to relief by habeas corpus, this court found that because the person still had tuberculosis, there were in fact reasonable grounds, the law was not unconstitutional, and this person was not entitled to the writ of habeas corpus, to a trial in front of a judge. And that was the answer. And the reason I talked about this case today, and the reason I think it's an important case, is because every state has these certain public health laws. And there will be people who will challenge individual orders of quarantine by public health officials. And there needs to be some understanding of what the precedent is. This is not a Connecticut case. It's not a New York case. It's a California case. The name of the case is In Re Halko, H-A-L-K-O. And it was decided by the Court of Appeals in California in 1966.